You're listening to the hottest podcast in H-Town, The Neutral Corner, with your host, the showstopper, January Rose, and the baddest motherfucker, Jerome Austin.
And welcome back. It's the Neutral Corner podcast with the baddest motherfucker around, Jerome Austin. And we got January Rose and the showstopper. And if you want to get your questions in, because this is about to be a super hot topic, and we want to hear from the listening audience tonight. The thing about it, though, this is just for tonight. Don't call us tomorrow or on Wednesday or Thursday or Friday trying to, if you're hearing this on the podcast, because we're not going to be there to answer. And the number is 832-947-4289. So I was talking to a friend of mine. They were going through some shit. And it made me ponder the question, is monogamy a natural thing or is it a learned behavior? Is it natural to be monogamous or is it learned? Is it a learned behavior?
Can it be both?
It could be both. That's a great concept. I think it could be both
because I feel like if you were raised in a two-parent household and your parents has been married for a long period of time, and when you get into your adult life and you become married, you strive and you compare to your relationship to your parents.
Right.
You want your marriage to last just as long as your parents.
Right.
So when I say natural, it's because of what you was raised and what you saw as a child.
Right.
And then you incorporate that into your everyday life.
Okay.
And then learn behavior. Learn behavior could be just something someone taught you. You know, I believe that, you know, if you have, again, parents, a dad, an active dad that tells you, hey, this is what a man's supposed to do and look like, and this is what a marriage look like, and a mom telling you that, then that's what you strive for. You want that relationship that's just husband and wife.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's great. That's great what you said.
Yeah.
But what I think is this, though. What I mean by natural, is it natural as a human to be monogamous? Or is it a learned behavior? Because even what you just said, if you grew up in that household and your mom and dad, and this is what you learned from them,
right?
How their relationship was, from what you saw.
Right.
But who knows if daddy was fucking bitches.
True.
Or if mama was fucking the milkman.
True.
Who knows? You just didn't see it, though.
Right.
But you learned, because you never saw it, the dynamic between your mama and your daddy. But who knew? Who knows exactly what was going on? So when I mean natural, is it a natural instinct to be monogamous? Or is it something that we've been taught through religion, through society, how we want ourselves to look to other people or whatever, out of being respectful and not embarrassing our mate or lover or spouse or whoever we're with? Is it a learned behavior?
But do you think people get in relationships with the fact, well, they get in relationships and say, okay, I'm with you, but I got somebody on the side.
See, I think, is that what you should be saying? Because the thing is, that does not happen. When people get in relationships, you make that person feel like they're the apple of fucking your eye.
Right. So you're going into a relationship with just you and this other person only.
Right. That's the picture you paint for them, and that's the picture they're painting for you.
Right. But where does the third person come in it?
Because most marriages end in divorce because somebody fucked up. And so if most marriages are ending because one of the person was an infidel and untrue to the person that they made vows with, is it natural? Because if they say that most, I don't know what the number is, but the statistic says the number one cause of divorce is infidelity. I think the second number is finances.
Right.
So if 80% of marriages end because either the wife got walked in on, she was sucking some dick, or what?
Dang, why you got to put it on the wife?
No, I'm about to go to the dude too. Y'all just stop me. or the dude got walked in on, or whatever, text messages or whatever. Somebody called the wife phone, somebody, whatever. If this is the 80% reason that marriage is in, 80% is a big fucking percentage out of 100.
It is. So my thing is, again, when we start relationships, we're starting it with the person that we want to be with
at that time.
So naturally,
and I'm not speaking
personally, we're believing,
because I want to be where I'm at all the time. That's what I'm saying, just in general though.
But that's what I'm saying. So when you get into your relationship, whether it's dating or married, you're going in that relationship between you and that person,
right?
So naturally, That's what your expectations is, right?
That's what your expectations are.
So again, when does it become the third person or the cheating or the, you know, when does that become a problem? Because if my expectations is that I met a dude, me and this dude dating, right, you know what I'm saying? And it's just him and I. Mm-hmm. My expectations, his expectations, is that it's just the two of us.
Okay. So the thing about it is this. What I think is for most situations, and again, we're not speaking personal here. We're talking in general.
Right.
Most situations, I can remember when I was just dating, the first beginning of meeting someone and intrigue about them and getting to know who they are is the fun stage
right,
of the situation, right?
Right.
But say you select one out of your options to continue to be in a relationship with. They were smitten by you just like you're smitten by them.
Right.
I like this motherfucker. She cute or he cute. Or I like something about it. It's something about him. I want to be with him. Whatever. You go into a relationship and you start it. And then everything is good. And then one day, some shit change. And you realize that all the shit that this motherfucker been saying to you ain't been 100% on the up and up.
Right.
Sometimes, there are some times where, yeah, he ain't been 100% on the up and up. But shit, I ain't been 100% on the up and up either. So can I really be mad? Which brings us back to the original question. Is monogamy natural or is it a learned behavior?
Oh God, please. Okay, it's learned.
It's,
period.
It's both.
No, it's learned. If it's learned, I'm gonna go off.
Go okay. Show stuff.
All right. Start with religion. Do you grow up knowing who God is, or are you taught?
You're taught. Learned.
Okay, so if that's learned, that's the ultimate learn, why can't monogamy be learned?
January.
Why it can't be learned?
Right.
I say both. I say because naturally, if I'm in a relationship with someone, right?
Okay.
I believe naturally that it's just me and this person.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere down the line, a third person enters this relationship, and now we're dealing with cheating. Are we dealing with this person don't want to be with me no more because he want to be with this person? So it's learned behavior, right?
Okay.
So I'm saying both, because when you get into a relationship, you don't be thinking that you're not expecting that person to say, you know what, hey, I don't want to be with you. I want to be with this chick over here. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or I got somebody else, you know?
Okay, so tell me, why do they say the best way to get over someone is to get under someone else?
Oh. Who say that?
People say that. That's a saying. That's a phrase. I saw some t-shirts.
What?
The best way to get over someone is to get under someone else.
But is that really like a solution to your problem?
It's never a solution. But the whole thing about this is that what makes you feel good at the time, it might not be the right thing to do
at the time.
But why is it that your natural instinct in order to get even is, well, Beyonce say, you about to lose your best bitch boy. I'm about to go hop on the next bitch boy, on the next dick boy.
Yeah.
She said that.
Yeah, she did say
she that. She said that.
She said that.
The queen said that.
She said it, or did she sing it?
She sung it.
She said
you about to lose your, I think I'm saying
you about
words,
to lose your wife.
You about to lose, she said that also.
She about to lose your wife.
But what she said, and one of them lyrics,
I'm about to jump on the
next dick.
Oh, goodness.
Why is that the first instinct to get even if it's not natural? If it's not a natural, why not? Why not go read some books? I'm about to go read all these books. Fuck, I'm about to go read a book. No. Nobody's reading a book.
Your intentions is to get back at that person, though.
I just, okay.
Learn.
Okay, maybe. Oh, yeah, definitely. I think it's learned. Oh, we agree.
Learn.
It's learned.
Yeah, I said learn from the jump. That was my stance from the jump.
You're saying both.
Yeah.
You said you don't have to be
either or now.
No, I can't be either or.
Okay, can I ask? Okay, so why is it, you said learned or natural? Why do you think it's natural?
Because naturally, when you get into a relationship.
Because of what you've been taught previously, what a relationship is supposed to be.
Which is one.
Right.
You're taught one.
Right.
You're naturally going into a relationship that it's going to be me and you.
Right.
That's natural.
Right.
That's right out the gate.
Right. Wait, how's it natural though?
Because naturally, I mean, you know, when you get married, you're not thinking that you're going to marry me and two other guys, right?
But how you learn about marriage? You have to learn that.
You have to learn it, right?
And you had to learn that marriage is with one.
With one.
However, in other countries, it includes more than one.
In some religions, not just countries. Right. Some religions.
So it's learned. So you learned that, okay, you can have many wives as you can afford or some shit, whatever.
So monogamy could be, I still say both.
Okay.
I just say both. I just say that naturally when you get into a relationship, what the expectations are. You're expecting this person to be with you and you only.
See, the thing about it is this, though. The reason why I can't say that it is natural is because of the little thing that's called temptation.
Mm.
I would naturally not be tempted. I would naturally not be attracted to members of the opposite sex. I would naturally just be in tune with the...
Hold on, Rev, on the opposite sex now.
No, listen, you missed what I said.
Okay.
If it was natural, I would naturally not be intrigued or turned on or attracted to. Because the thing about it is this. Let's let me be real about this. I expect that there is some guy or some type of guy, I should say, that my wife could be attracted to if she sees him. She'll, he's a nice looking guy. Look at his shoulders. Look at his arm. Look at his ass. Look at his bulge. Okay. And she might be attracted to him. But in monogamy, though, your responsibility is to resist temptation. Why do I have to resist if it's natural? If it's natural for me to be monogamous, why do I have to resist temptation?
Because you don't have to act on it.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, you're saying why should you resist it? It's going to come up. Temptations are going to come up. Temptations everywhere.
But why are you tempted?
I can have temptation to eat a cupcake and I'm on a goddamn diet.
Your natural instinct is to eat that fucking cupcake.
It is. Right. But
but you're being taught
it's a learned
that it's
behavior
not,
not to eat it.
But it's learned behavior not to eat it.
You're taught that learned it's unhealthy, behavior. Though. You're taught it's unhealthy.
Unhealthy because I'm on a diet. Because
it's learned behavior to be on a diet in order to stop from being fat or out of shape or have diabetes. They taught you to not eat this cupcake.
But I don't have to indulge in that cupcake because I see it. Because
you learned that.
It don't matter if I learned it or not.
But that's the question. Learned or natural.
I'm saying, though, if I have this cupcake in front of me,
all right,
don't shoot me off like that. I'm just trying to get my point across.
Go ahead.
If I had this damn cupcake in front of me and I'm on a diet, do I eat it because it's in front of me? Or do I just bypass and say, you know what, hey, I was tempted and I didn't fall for it.
But you want that fucking cupcake.
I do want the cupcake.
Ms. Rose.
It's natural for you to want it.
But the thing is that you
because it looks so good.
It does.
You were
natural.
You were taught that the cupcake is no good.
That it makes you fat, it makes you unhealthy, it makes you all of this. They taught you that.
Who taught you about not eating cupcakes?
Society.
Who? What's society?
A book? Come on,
cupcakes
now, Rose.
Cupcakes are good.
Come on, Rose. When you trying to get on the diet, somebody
you flip flopping.
I'm saying.
Cut the Nouveau off from January.
No, I'm saying that we're talking about temptation.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You just said if you're temptation, why do you have to fight it or whatever you just said, right? I'm just going to understand. Okay, if you have a cupcake and you're on a diet, do you go and eat that cupcake because it's in front of you? Or do you bypass it? That's what temptation is.
Right.
You're going to be tempted in your life, in your
You're feeding my point, ma'am. You're feeding my point.
I'm feeding you?
Yes.
So my thing is, why you just can't walk away from the temptation? Listen, it's there.
That, but it's not natural. You have to make an effort to walk away. But your natural instinct says, eat that motherfucking cupcake because it's going to cause an explosion on your taste bud.
Right.
It's going to be so good. You see the chocolate dripping off the side. Yeah. It might have some caramel on it, and it looks just so good in my natural
instinct. But the learned behavior tells you to walk away.
There you go.
Okay.
God damn it, we got it.
I got it.
So the consensus is that monogamy is what?
It's taught.
A learned behavior.
Learned, taught. Yeah, so the thing is about monogamy is this. Most of the time, those of us who love the people that we're with, we restrain. We don't cross the line. You're going to be tempted. To be tempted is natural. But you learn not to indulge yourself in temptation.
Ooh, quick question.
Go ahead, brother.
Homosexuality.
What they got to do? We talking about?
Is it learned or taught?
Oh wow! Hold on.
I don't want to piss.
We ain't gonna do it next week. We can do it today, but I don't want to piss off some of the people that I know and love.
I honestly feel it's learned. I'm sorry.
I feel like in some cases it's natural, and I feel like in some cases it's learned. And I will explain. Let me explain. The thing about it is this, and I explained this. And remember when we was in school? One night, I don't think you was in sociology class with me.
Mm-hmm.
That was a class that I took solo.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was this. The class was talking about the trend of kids being taught that sometimes there's mommies and daddies in one house. Two mommies in one household and two dads in one household. So at that time, my kid was in the first grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a single man at that time. And he was in the first grade, and he came home and asked me about, the teacher told him that it's possible for a child to have two moms or two dads. And he asked me, how did that work?
Mm.
So I was pissed because this was at a time where this new stuff was in the frontier. It was at the beginning stages. And so it was a guy in class. I had no clue that he was gay. But when I started explaining my thought process on this whole situation, so what I said was this, and I still kind of stand by it, but I don't want to offend nobody, but I'm going to explain it anyway, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not beyond correction ever on anything. So my thought process is this, and this is how I support the idea that some people are born gay, because sometimes you have children that's born, and they might have an extra finger. And that's not what we know. It's normal to have six fingers.
Mm-hmm.
You have some children they're born with dyslexia. They have children that's born with certain things that's outside of what's normal. But for those things, you have a scientist somewhere that's working hard to figure out how to eradicate that extra finger, how to eliminate that chemical imbalance that causes autism, how to eliminate certain things. But for some reason, for homosexuality, there's nobody trying to figure out how to correct the ship on that, how to eliminate that DNA strand, that chemical imbalance that causes a man to look at another man and get a hard dick, or a woman to see another woman and just want to lick her to death. Nobody's working on some goddamn medication or some type of
pill
to isolate that DNA inconsistency from the norm to correct the ship and make it right.
Okay,
that was my idea in school.
Okay,
go ahead. Right.
So, do you feel, from what I'm getting, and correct me if I'm wrong?
Go ahead.
It sounds to me that you feel that homosexuality may be a mental issue.
Because I think so. That could be an example. That could be an explanation.
Maybe
for
a mental defect.
Right.
Okay.
It's obvious though. It's not. And the thing is, everybody that's listening, man, I'm not a homophobe. I have members of my family and friends that are friends to me that are gay.
Right.
But everybody has a perspective on everything. And I have a perspective on everything because I'm an opinionated dude.
Okay.
And so my thing about it is this. Like I said, there's a doctor working on everything that's not right, and or not perceived to be right by society, I should say it like that. But, and the thing that makes me stand on what I say is that a man's anatomy is designed specifically for a woman's anatomy. Every body part that a man takes advantage of that's on another guy's body is designed for other stuff. Like, the asshole, it's like for shitting. It's for the exiting from the, hold on, it's from the exiting of the body of human waste. It's designed, the man's body is designed specifically for a woman. It's specific.
Okay.
You can like who you like.
Both, but I'm going to say this. Okay. Now, I get what you said, but.
Did I say something wrong?
It's your personal opinion. And that's cool.
Right.
But when you say that the man's anatomy is made for exit only, I mean, don't the woman exit only down there too? So but that's kind of.
No. See, that's wrong. That's a bad example. Because when you with a woman, life comes from the woman.
Okay.
You procreate with a woman.
Nah, I got you on that. Okay, I agree with you on that.
That's my whole point.
Right, okay.
You procreate with a woman.
But they would try to wordplay that how you said that, though. But yeah, I get
what?
About the exit only.
No, but what I'm saying, a man's anatomy is designed. Okay, so let me rephrase. The anatomy and purpose of life is to reproduce. You got children. You find a woman. You meet her. You have babies. Right. You have no babies with no man.
Right.
Now, they tried to trick us and said that the first man had a baby, but it's only because
he was a woman.
It was a woman.
He was a woman
originally.
Right.
And he had a beard and some muscle implants.
Right.
And he gave birth.
But technically, he was still a woman.
Not technically, literally. He was still a woman. He just had a beard and shit.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah.
And like I said, I don't want to alienate nobody or make nobody feel bad because I love everybody. Everybody got the right to do what the fuck they want to do in their own life.
So,
but I got an opinion on this shit, and I'm gonna say it.
So I had a patient to come in, and this girl was about 3 years old, and from me looking at her chart,
mm-hmm.
it was a female.
Right.
What her name was, it was a female, but in front of me stand a little boy that was three.
Right.
And in parentheses, they had such and such, such and such goes by Charlie. Right?
Right.
But she dressed like a boy.
Right.
But her medical record and everything says female.
Right.
But at three, her parents had already adapted that when you go read the notes, she's gender assigned.
Binary.
Right. She was already identifying as wanting to be a boy.
How old was she?
Three.
Three?
Three.
That's some parents fucked up shit.
I don't know.
Excuse me, people that's listening. Listen, man. A little three-year-old baby.
She was three. Man, she was three.
I don't want to have too much.
She was three. But she was already haircut, clothes.
They made her that.
She was a boy.
Non-binary.
I don't know.
So you know why? Let me explain to you why they did that. Because some of these liberal folks want to give their children, once they make a certain age, to make a decision what side they want to be on.
Right.
They don't want to influence them to be what they were born because they don't want to impose anything onto that child. To me, and when you used to say liberalism is a mental disorder.
He still say it.
Oh, he still say that?
Oh, yeah.
I just hadn't seen him say it in a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is what when you say that, I agree, but then I disagree, but I also agree, if that makes sense.
No. But go ahead,
because you can't put it like mayonnaise and put it on everything, or ketchup goes on everything, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Can't put it on that because sometimes I feel like that shit is a mental disorder. And but anyway,
a learned behavior.
It's definitely a learned behavior. Okay. For a parent to be in a world where things are evolving to a certain way, and then they get on the wave, and then they teach their child. That's definitely a learned behavior.
But it's more accepted now because you got the Cheerios commercial with two guys sitting at the table with their kids.
But just because
I don't think it's accepted. I think that it's just being forced
down your throat.
Yeah. You think it's
like
forced?
That Lil Nas X shit. That Lil Nas X shit. And I hate for people that love that Lil Nas X shit. The thing that I say is fucked up about it, and it's bad about it, is that BET Awards BET really has really sunk us as a community.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is that Lil Nas X, his music don't even get played on the radio, bro.
Right.
But he was the headliner at the BET Awards. That lets me know that my thought process, that there is an agenda to sway the mind of the lions, mm-hmm. to not, remember them lions we talked about earlier?
Mm-hmm.
To not procreate and make babies. You influence them to not make babies.
Mm-hmm.
So you make it cool to not make babies.
Right.
You make it cool for a male lion to be with another male lion so that no babies come. So that way, you can always suppress that community because they're not reproducing. They're not having babies.
But that's,
they're going to always remain to be 13 to 15% of the population.
Right.
But we can say the same thing as being June being Pride Month. Juneteenth?
No.
Pride Month?
Juneteenth is Juneteenth for me.
I mean, but I'm saying the whole month of June was dedicated to Pride Month. It was put on, placed on your calendar.
After whether the fact.
Whether you wanted to accept it or not, it was on your calendar as June Pride Month.
After the fact. June Pride Month is, and I'm not knocking them.
When
we can share
a month
with them if that's their
when did it become a month?
That's what I said, after the fact.
After the fact of what?
So let me just go back to what you just said. You said that Juneteenth and Pride Month basically is in the same month, right?
The same month.
Right, but Pride Month came after the fact. Juneteenth, though, been some shit since 1865. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, put Pride Month. We can share with them. I don't mind sharing with
that
them.
That shit.
No, but listen, hear me
when
out.
When did Pride become a goddamn month? Is
not,
what I'm saying.
Listen, let them have their day. Let them have their fucking month. let them have it. We got February.
Why June?
But listen, that's beside the point.
And Juneteenth, like I said on in a group, Juneteenth just became big right now because, like I said,
no, I always celebrate Juneteenth.
Right because you down here, but I'm talking about nationwide.
Right, because I know I got a friend mm-hmm. of mine married mm-hmm. a guy who's from Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't know what the fuck Juneteenth was. I had to explain to him what Juneteenth was,
exactly.
And he called us some dummies for finding out late.
Exactly,
and I'm like, man, nigga, no, you. Listen, Juneteenth, we found out late that we was fucking free.
Right.
And so we celebrate this shit because we got free.
Right.
And we've been celebrating.
Down here,
it's just now, though, they letting us be off from work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a paid holiday. You're getting paid.
And I'm taking that shit.
Right.
Even though I feel that it's a token. Because we want more than just Juneteenth.
Right.
We still want our reparations. And I know you're against reparations, but as the spokesman for Black folks, we want our shit.
So
I got shit to do.
So is Biden just... throwing a pacifier to us.
Pacifier. And also I want to say that July the 4th, 1776, Black folks was in slavery. I'm not saying not be happy because this country is not, it's free, but that's not our true freedom. Because if you go back in the time machine, July 4th, 1776, and look around at your people, they was the ones working and preparing the celebration for June, for the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I'm not saying not to celebrate that, but at the same time, recognize what your real independence is. And that's June 19th, 1865. And we're going to recognize that shit. Save some of your firecrackers that you just had. And when New Year's comes, save some firecrackers and pop that shit next year on June 19th, because I'm going to be there. We got a barbecue. And also, stop getting mad at white people because they're trying to give you what you want.
We eat fried chicken.
We eat watermelon. We eat Kool-Aid. We drink Kool-Aid. So don't be mad at motherfuckers because they're giving you what you like. When you go to a Cinco de Mayo celebration, it's going to be tacos and burritos and all that shit. And we loving it. So embrace
it. It ain't from the white folks.
Embrace who you are. No, but I'm saying when you have company Cinco de Mayo celebrations at your company on lunch break, they got a whole spread of what they think people that like Cinco de Mayo or celebrate Cinco de Mayo like. So when people try to give you some ribs, some barbecue ribs and shit, I want a brisket sandwich. I want some brisket sandwich.
So should you feel some type of way because it's coming from your white company?
I just feel, man, we need to get over certain shit. If people recognize what you like, man, embrace who you are. Mm-hmm. And when people know who you are, accept that shit. Do what you're going to podcast. We'll be right back.